We're back with part two of an episode I did about two episodes ago, and that one was, I think, titled, "Your People with Kids, Your Happiness is Not a Priority." And I want to, again, kind of come back on that subject, but maybe talk about it within the confines of a relationship. And I'm pretty sure I'm beating a dead horse because I've already had this discussion, but I just kind of wanted to reiterate here with another episode because I think I needed to add more thoughts to this before, you know, I kind of let the subject go, be in the past. Within a relationship, and this is very hard for people for some reason, even though I think it's not a hard concept, you have behaviors as an individual while you're single, or maybe behaviors in general that are not wrong. You can have behaviors that are perfectly fine. Like nowadays, promiscuity is an okay thing, right? So for you to go to nightclubs and, oh, you felt a vibe with a person, man or woman, right? This isn't really even gendered. But let's say you're the type to go to the club and have a one-night stand, or maybe get a vibe, catch a vibe with somebody, and they become one of your side pieces or whatever the hell shit the people are doing nowadays with clubbing and all that stuff. You, now, if you enter a monogamous relationship, most people want to be monogamous, may need to cease some of this behavior, which, again, was not bad behavior. But it blows my mind that people still think that because they feel that they aren't doing anything wrong, or because they want to ensure that their own personal happiness is like the priority, and that the relationship exists so that other person can also add to your own, like, personal feelings, happiness, whatever you want to call it, it vexes me a little bit. And again, I'm walking kind of a fine line here, because I want to say, when you have kids, let's say you have a marriage and you have kids, does that mean you should be miserable? No. But I think the big point here is, let's say, of all the divorces that aren't cheating or domestic violence, or somebody's on drugs or alcohol, they have a big problem, or there's just a big financial issue, because I think a lot of women leave because of finances too. When those things aren't present, and the woman still leaves because of, you know, sheer unhappiness, I want to call BS on those filings, at least. I mean, I'm not going to say all the time, right? But I think a nice chunk of those filings are kind of frivolous. And what I mean by that is, if her unhappiness, most of the time it's the women filing, but let's just say, for example, if your unhappiness, it's kind of boiled down from hedonistic pleasures that you are not experiencing. So a lot of times women are unhappy because they're bored. Well, a lot of women, female boredom, and we are going to get a little bit into, you know, the differences between men and women, and this can be contrived as sexist, but I think it needs to be said. Women get bored too easily, and what women feel pleasure doing is all hedonistic. They want to go to nightclubs and feel pretty and get social media likes and validation and drink alcohol and hit the scene and make sure they're not experiencing any FOMO with the whatever the local scene is, nightlife and whatnot. They want to take exorbitant, extravagant vacations, and most of those vacations are spent taking selfies and making sure you're documenting it for your social media following and not even enjoying the vacation. Like, social media has fucked the world up. And I noticed this on my last, like, I don't even want to call it a vacation because we have some family friends there. In Milan, Italy. We went to Milan and then we took another, it's a couple hours from there. We took a trip over to Venice, which is a fucking beautiful city, right? So we were in Venice, And there are a lot of spots over there that are like quote-unquote Instagram famous spots or Instagram sites. And the lines to get to some of these, like, and one of them was like a window looking over the river, right? The place where people ride the boats and it's the gondolas and whatever the hell they're called, right? That spot. There's a few places like windows and whatnot. Now, we were going, I don't care about Instagram, to be 100% honest. Like, I post on Instagram, outside of memes, I post shit about myself 2-3 times a year. And I don't even really post them on my kids. I DM pictures of my kids to family. Like, I'm so disengaged with social media. And maybe I'm weird. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe me mentally just checking out of social media makes me obtuse, and I'm a fucking weirdo. So give me that. Give me the benefit of the doubt on that one. But because I've checked out of social media, I see things as obtuse. For example, this window, we were going to a really good ravioli. There's a place that have the stuffed pasta, like, you know, ravioli, handmade, stuff like that. But this place had particularly, like, stuffed shrimp pasta. It was fucking delicious when we got there. But what happened was we got delayed. We had We had a table reserved in the restaurant, you know, at 2 or 3 p.m., very late lunch. I was starving. Because typically Americans, we're used to eating lunch at noon, 1 o'clock. I usually eat at 1, a little bit later, because I like to eat after the rush or the crowd. I always took a later lunch at work. Back when I was in the military, for example, but neither here nor there. It was 2 hours past the time I'm typically accustomed to eating. And we had kids, and it was just a pain in the ass. But this fucking line, because this restaurant was past this Instagram spot, I like to call them, we had to navigate through a couple hundred people who wanted to make sure they got this fucking shot for their fucking social media. And most of them were women. And again, you can take that however you want, but it is absurd, patently absurd, that people will, let's say, go on. Some people, I don't got bread like that. I do, but I don't. I don't spend my money like that. Let's just be particular. I have it, but I don't spend it like that because I don't believe in fucking, even if it sounds ridiculous to hold cash in your fucking bank account. I'm one that will I like to keep emergency money put away. If shit hits the fan, I got enough cash, at least until the dollar collapses, to, like, pick up my life and go somewhere. Now, I'll be fucking broke once I complete that execution. Let's say I needed to pick up from Europe and come back to America. I got the money to do that, and I got a few months of, like, living expenses once I bring my ass back to the States. Or if I needed to move somewhere else in Europe, I can literally pick up and go with what I got. That's the type of money I like to keep around. I like to keep up a quote-unquote escape money, but I'm not no female, so it's not like I'm escaping, right? I have enough money to pick up the family and fucking escape with all of us. I'm like, this is the reason I didn't marry an American woman, because American women think like this. American women, like, it's perfectly logical for me to keep, like, 90 grand, 100 grand on the side for myself. And if that's disgusting, let's say, for example, if I did marry an American, I would never recommend men marry a woman from that country, because they're just, most of them are just trash. It's in relationships. This is where this gets back to the subject I was talking about. They are not good for relationships because they won't give up their behaviors. Now, don't get me wrong. Women from Europe are the same too. Women from Japan, a little bit, they're actually not too bad on that. Like, you can have a discussion with an Asian chick and they're typically cool about, like, hey, you know, this single girl, city girl stuff, which you don't really do because we live in Asia. You live in Asia and you're not a thought, even though they have thoughts. They're not like loud and proud thoughts like American women. But neither being here nor there. All that is said to say this. You have behaviors that you do that are perfectly okay while single. Or even like maybe you've done them your whole life. And now you have a partner that's not a fan of that shit. And while personal happiness and all that stuff, it's somewhat important, but it's not important in the confines of a relationship. The purpose of a relationship is to kind of screen for something longer term or more serious, or marriage or anything like that. But in the midst of that, you are checking to see if this is somebody I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And a part of that is to kind of adjusting your behavior to what that person likes. They adjust the behavior to what you like. You guys see if you mesh up on a couple of things. Lifestyle, I think. I made an episode about that where it's like, hey, if you guys live the same type of like lifestyle, if you align on your, you know, let's say romantic love languages, so that boils down to like intimacy, not just sex, but like hugs, kisses, touches, cuddling, the amount of times you may like to have sex, all of that, the entire being told I love you, kisses on the forehead, holding hands, the whole shebang of physical contact to include sex between you and your partner, that is what I would quantify as intimacy. It's all under the umbrella of intimacy. You can be intimate with your person out in public, holding hands and not be disgusting, because I hate public displays of affection. Now, that's now rampant because we have this disgusting culture now, but neither be here nor there. That is the purpose of your happiness not being important. It's just like, hey, let's suggest you get into a relationship with somebody you like. They meet your, you know, you guys are getting to know each other along the time. Hopefully along the way, and you're discovering maybe there's green flags and red flags and things you may not want to tolerate. And if they will adjust that behavior, fine. But you obviously, here's the thing. I'm walking a thin line here, because obviously if there's something integral to you as a person, you don't want to adjust that for another person. You just don't align with a person that doesn't tolerate that behavior, and that's okay. Just amicably go separate ways. I don't know why breakups have to be like we have to do Hiroshima style bombings upon people when we don't have a relationship work out between them. Like that's why I hate like divorce being as nasty as it is, because this is something that's going to have its own episode, so let me preview it real quick. Like, I am one, and I'm a man, so maybe I'm biased speaking like this, but when, let's say, for example, women are like, I don't want to be left destitute, and if you've made yourself, let's say, as a woman, dependent upon a man entirely financially, right, a part of his, like, means of expressing his desires and wants in the relationship should be the complete withdrawal of finances. I'm sorry, but you as a woman can reserve the right to shut the sex off and then hold his ass. That's the thing that blows my mind. There are relationships in America and all over the world where motherfuckers will be married and a woman will cut the sex off. That well will go dry for. And I know dudes that say, and I know one of my first bosses in the military when I was for my first duty station. And I respected the hell out of this guy. And not only that, but this dude, no homo. I'm not looking at him like that. But like the guy, I think he did divorce that chick. But the guy wasn't a good looking guy. He was 38, 40. He was like one of those guys that he hit his prime late. I sort of hit my prime later in my late 30s. But at 40 something, he was never really a fat guy, but he was a scrawny dude. Finally put some muscle on his body, started taking creatine. Shit, like, the creatine is a fucking wonder drug. But neither here nor there, because I use creatine. Motherfucker, dude looked good, long story short. Pause. And he had gone, I want to say, 3 or 4 years without sex. So from 38, because he's 42 at the time, he had not been intimate with his, you know, his wife. And then at the same time, we were in Japan. If he really, really needed to get his rocks off. And I know people are like, oh, you can't cheat. I'm pro-monogamy, but I'm pro-motherfuckers getting themselves cheated on for being stupid. Like I said, I think the gloves should come off. When it comes to the government and being involved in relationships, I think, for number one, the governments need to get the fuck out of relationships, number one. Number two, I think there are grounds for some things that people would find horrible. There are grounds for, I mean, what grounds would a woman cheat on a man? I have an example of that, too. Like, in the same example of my boss, who had his wife, who cut him off for 4 years, I have another example of a guy who won't touch his woman, family friends, right? Relative, right? And as much as I care about the guy and think he's a great guy, he's probably just old and impotent. He hasn't touched his old lady in 2 years, apparently. And a part of me is like, would she be in the wrong to go, maybe not have a completely emotionless physical affair, but like, would I honestly, a part of me is like, intimacy is a part of a relationship. If you do not fulfill that shit for your man or for your woman, and they go get that, human beings have needs. We have one life. I'm sorry, but monogamy is not that important to where the people have to tolerate shit like that. And honestly, even though it pains me to say it, the woman and the man would be in the right to go fuck around on somebody. And then at the same time, I also think a man should have every right to pull the fucking complete rug on the finances, because the woman could do the same. Except for, here's an example. If a man cheats on a woman, she's like, I'ma clean his ass out. And other chicks on social media be like, yeah, get him, girl. Get it all. And look at Steven Crowder. That's April 2024, right now. Steven Crowder's going through a nasty divorce, and he's still in court with his ex-wife, even though the chick has got $25,000 a month. He's paying this woman $300,000 a year flat. $300,000 a year flat, and that's not enough. Now, maybe he's got way more than that. Maybe he's got $100,000 a month income. I think that's what I heard he makes, $100,000 a month. He's giving her $25,000. But of that $100,000, he's got 30 employees. So now this woman is fucking with other people. She's fucking with more. This is the problem with female greed. When women get greedy, they don't give a fuck about anybody but themselves. Because let's say his ex-wife were to get whatever she wanted, she would just liquidate his business. That's 30 employee people getting fucking fired or losing their jobs overnight. And even if they're not the greatest jobs, maybe 15 of these employees are minimum wage. But, I mean, again, that's for a show. That's for a show in and of itself. I'm going to cliff note this, and the two subjects I kind of ranted on, they'll be shows in and of itself later on. A part of being in a relationship is adjusting your behavior to what your partner wants. If it's somebody that's worth it for you and their behaviors aren't all that integral to who you are and they're just hedonistic pleasures like clubbing, promiscuous sex, going on constant vacations and all that stuff just so you can pop off on the gram. Like, there's so much shit you could do locally that's, like, fun. Like, I take my kids, for example, like, it sounds goofy, right? But we don't even have to go on, like, vacations. I had a blast last weekend taking my kids to I think it's called, like, a trampoline factory. Trampoline, basically one of the places, a giant, like, gym where the kids can play in the trampolines. And you pay, like, $20 an hour, or the place I went with $15 an hour because I bought gave me a discount for two kids. But stuff like that. Then I take them to go get ice cream or some snacks afterwards. And that will eat up about half of our day. And then we had to go get sneakers and whatnot because one of the kids, you know, big-ass feet like me. But, like, we knocked a lot of that out. I'm like, we had a blast. Fun little weekend. And then the day before, I want to say we just chilled out. I played Fortnite with my kids. And I'm like, we had a fucking fun weekend. And it cost probably $100. I mean, the sneakers were a little bit. No, let's say $150 with sneakers for kids. $150. Now, everybody else is like, you'd enjoy it. I enjoy doing things for my kids because that's what gives me pleasure. I'm not hedonistic, selfish, or solipsistic. And I think that's why I'm not misogynistic. But I think I resent women as a class because they are so destructive to society. Let me just be real, and I know it sounds fucking horrible, but, like, women are destructive to society because their personal happiness is the thread from which a whole society could collapse. But children live in the society. Pets live in the society. Men live in the society, and men build and maintain the society. And we don't anchor our society to our happiness like women do, and they don't even contribute as much as men. Yes, they have kids. Yes, they work too. Yes, they are doing a lot in nowadays more than maybe their grandmothers as far as the workforce is concerned. But at the end of the day, personal happiness is not the be-all, end-all. Anyway, I could go on and on and on and on and on about how selfish people are and solipsistic and all that other shit, but that's what I'm getting at. It's not even like you have a vagina and I dislike that you have a vagina. No, it's like you have a warped worldview. You anchor your family, your society, your life, your household, the world to your own personal happiness, and it's because you have a vagina. That's the thing I hate. Remove that behavior. I have no problem with women. So, I don't know. That's just what I'm getting at. But I went 20 minutes. I didn't even mean to go long. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.